Stop the music! Stop the music! I got something I have to tell you. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. I have no insider knowledge about when he's coming, but Jesus is coming. That's what Paul is telling us in our lesson here today. I don't know if it's going to be today, Jesus, today, or December 21st, some people are saying. Every year in Advent, I have this hope, fantasy, that maybe Jesus will come again on Christmas, like he came again that first time. Or every Lent, I think maybe he'll come again on Good Friday or on Easter. Jesus, are you coming again? When? We'd love to have you come again. As we're being watchful, as we're being sober. For some, this day will be a terrible shock, a horrible time. As Paul said, using the very language that Jesus used in Matthew 24, he says it will come like a thief in the night. And for those that are not ready, it will be a horrible day. But for those of us that are children of the day, his beloved sons and daughters, baptized into his death and resurrection, that second coming will be wondrous and glorious. And maybe you've got a little extra adrenaline running right now than you did a few minutes ago. I know I do. It was kind of exciting thinking about doing this again. But if our new bodies have adrenaline, I am quite certain it will be rushing through our systems as we see him coming again that second time. Jesus is coming. He came once for us at Easter, lived among us for 30 plus years, suffered and died on the cross for us, as our text says. But he also conquered death itself for us, so that we know that we will be resurrected, have resurrected bodies like his. He ascended back into heaven to be with his Father, but he promised that he would descend again and come for us. He will descend with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, as Paul said in just a few verses before our text. And the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are still living will be raised up with them into the clouds and be with him forever. And our text actually ends then with encourage each other with these words. Chapter 4 actually ends with the same sort of exhortation to comfort one another with these words that Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus himself said, when you see that day come, lift up, straighten up, lift up your heads and watch, because your redemption is drawing near. That's what we can look forward to. The one who endures to the end will be saved. Now, he calls us to be sober and watchful. How do you know that you're being sober and watchful? Well, partly what you're doing here today. Listening to God's word, being in God's word individually and corporately. Trusting in Jesus and Jesus alone for your future salvation. Repenting on a daily basis, living that life of daily repentance. And then living out the vocations that he has called you to at this time. Being about the good works that he's prepared in advance for you to do, whether that's gladly learning as students, gladly teaching as faculty, as staff, being about the good works that help to keep this place going, and also in your vocations as husband, father, son, daughter, wife. That is how we continue to watch and be sober, awaiting for Jesus again. May we all live in his peace and joy as we remain sober and watchful for him along all those times. Now, a few homiletical thoughts before I end. First off, if you think about doing this yourself someday in the future, a few questions you should ask. I did this myself about 8 or 9 years ago in my parish, and we went back and visited the parish this summer, and it was still the sermon that a few of the people were talking about, because I didn't tell anybody that I was going to do this, except the organist. I prepared the organist 8 or 9 years ago for it. I didn't tell my wife, my kids, my elders, anybody. They all had these huge round eyes. What's going on? What is he saying? What's happening? So think through who you would tell and who you would not tell if you do something like this in the future. If you're an assistant or associate pastor somewhere, I would say you should probably tell your senior. Right? If you do know that somebody that sits up front has a heart condition, you might want to tell them ahead of time, or your audio guy. I did let Nathan know yesterday as well. So, second, when might you do something like this? I would say don't do it your first year in a parish. Okay? Let them get to know you. Build a relationship with them. When they kind of think they've got you figured out as a sermon giver, then you, maybe in year three, can surprise them with something like this and see what happens. And then third, realize I had only one service that particular morning. If you've got a church at multiple services, you're going to have to find some way to convince the people at the early service not to talk to the people at the late service, or else you've ruined the drama. So, Lord Jesus, come. We're waiting, watchful, sober, knowing that you have promised to come again. While we are waiting, strengthen us in your word and sacrament so we may continue to be watchful and sober, encouraging one another each and every day of our lives. We continue with verse 3 and 4 of our hymn.